Dan, teenagers are famously self-involved. I guess it's a developmental stage. But what can we as adults do to help them sort of break out of that?
Yeah, what we've been doing historically is we've been helping them get more self-involved over the last few decades, you know, to focus narrowly on their grades, on their personal achievements, on their resumes, to achieve as much as they can. And you're right, Mike, and, you know, it is a developmental stage. Kids are self-absorbed at that stage of life, trying to figure out their own identity. But kids are happier when they're more involved with the outside world, more involved with caring for other than when they're narrowly focused. That's the same with adults, too.
So what have researchers learned? What are some ways to look out, so to speak?
Well, we have to do something with our teenagers that we don't typically do. We have to ask them questions, and then we have to listen. We want to know what they care about, what their passions are about, and help them be motivated and engaged in those activities.
I guess a lot of activities that teenagers are encouraged to engage in are outcome-driven in a way. You know, you do this to maybe get a college scholarship, or you do this thing to check off a box on your application, and on. It's just never seemingly about the thing itself, but rather it's about the next step.
Yes. Yeah, it always is. There's no there. Right? You're never going to achieve what you think you're going to achieve that way, because ultimately what we want is well-being and happiness, a sense of security. We want to feel as though we have some purpose in life. We want those things. And without being aware of that, that's exactly what we want, we pursue wealth and power with a very narrow focus, thinking that we're going to achieve those things through wealth and power. And there's abundant research that shows the opposite is true.
So, grown-ups joke, you know, do as I say, not as I do. But what are some things that we as adults have to do better in order to be an inspiration?
Well, we have to be the grown-up they want us to be. So we have to be more empathic with others, feel more compassion for others. We have to be more kind. We have to be more devoted to the things we care about, no matter what it is.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike. And